An environmental group is raising new concerns about efforts to get the Bears Ears National Monument scrapped. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Western Values Project says it's cynical and insincere how state lawmakers developed their pitch asking President Trump to rescind the new national monument.
I think it's important because it's not a grassroots effort.
Chris Sager leads the group. He says state records show that lawmakers relied on a resolution that was drafted by a conservative think tank, the Sutherland Institute, and not Utahns.
It shows the Department of Interior that this is not a sincere ground-up effort, that it is a pretty cynical political play that's being carried out in concert with special interests.
The group also knocked Utah lawmakers for privately disparaging Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and denouncing presidential executive orders, the very tool lawmakers want Trump to use to dissolve Bears Ears.
This is really a nothing burger.
Boyd Matheson leads the Sutherland Institute. He dismisses the criticism. He says his group consulted with San Juan County residents in drafting the Bears Ears resolution, and it embodies the basic values about state and local control that the legislature shares with his group.
That's really the space we're trying to occupy, is to showcase principle-based solutions based on sound policy and as close to the local as we can.
The resolution passed Utah's House and Senate last winter, largely along party lines. Secretary Zinke, meanwhile, is reviewing more than two dozen national monuments, and he's expected to make recommendations to President Trump by the end of the summer. Judy Faze, KUER News.